Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Damn it. You know what just occurred to me? We should have started with a Van Halen song. Dummies.
I kind of figured you would, but
yeah,
everything's working though, so let's be happy about that.
That's, you know what? That's a great way to start the week. Oh, thank God vacation is over. I mean, God, I just,
You're kidding, right?
Huh? What? What now?
You love it.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, everybody. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Oh my God. We are awful people. That is the song I needed to hear. Hi, everyone. Good morning. It's been a week. Felt a lot like a regular week, except that I stayed up till 11 at night, you know?
Oh, I see. So you actually did really like staying up late and sleeping in, that whole thing.
I do. It's nice. But to be honest, I think when I get to about Wednesday of last week, I'm like, what is the point of this? This is just, I might as well be working because it's the same, you know, here I am. I would like talk to Bryn. I'd text with Vinny. I'd sit in the same chair I'm sitting in now and look at the computer. Like I might as well, you know, my mom is saying yay, by the way. She's thrilled we're back. She was so bummed when we weren't back on yesterday. But but I did have a very productive vacation, and that always feels like a good thing.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, nothing I didn't build a house or anything.
How many rocks did you paint?
I painted a few rocks, but mostly I've been trying to come up with a new mask design.
Oh, I did see a few mask posts.
I did. I came up with a new one, and then I thought, because as soon as I put up a new mask design on my slappy stuff, crafting, sewing, Instagram, then everyone's like, oh, where can I buy those? I'm like, honestly, the demand from all my friends is enough that apparently I'm the only source of masks, or these people just don't want to buy them and know I'll give them to them for free, but I don't sell them. And so I said, look, I'll put it up. It's a simple little pattern. So there's a 20-minute tutorial on my Instagram. If you got 20 minutes and you want to watch someone sew something.
You know, I think that's neat. Well, look, I don't want to, and I won't watch
and
it.
And you
but
shouldn't.
I think that's neat. There's lots of people. I really believe that that's one of the... Look, there's a lot of downsides to this internet, including how much money you spend because you can shop and click and there it's
Dude,
on
that
its
is,
way.
I'm sorry, that's not a downside.
That is a downside
that is
for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely not a downside. Anyway, go on. You were saying...
Fix
your Zoom, Ben. Get that Zoom going.
No, it's the tripod that it sits on. It's just got these janky little screw things that don't really hold, but I keep screwing them. And any time now, it's just going to snap off.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should go on the internet that you hate so much and get a decent tripod. That's what you should do. You could have a tripod that works. And we wouldn't even have to leave your house. How is that a downside?
Anyway, there's lots of neat ways to find out how to do things on the internet. I really like that about the internet.
Yes, that is nice. True. So if you want to learn how to sew a mask, then, you know, that's there for you. And not just mine, thousands of them, I'm sure.
It took me far too long to be in problem-solving mode before I went, I should just look on YouTube and see if the answer is there. Right.
Yeah.
And there it is every time.
Every single dingle. Someone has had this problem before. You're not the only one, turns out, you know?
Well, I made a little list of my vacation here, so I'll run down
it my goodness.
For you. So,
well, please
first
do.
Of all, and most important, is I got to go surfing a lot, which just has made my life in quarantine 1,000% better. Like 1,000%. Life is just way better than it was in the middle of summer, you know, whatever that was, 2 months ago.
Right. You like the fall.
Right.
That.
And it's already going too fast. It's already the middle of October.
I know. We're figuring out what we're going to do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All those things are in play.
Yeah.
I also, speaking of Halloween, as we're talking about the month of October.
Oh, I thought we were skipping Halloween.
No. The first time in my life that I have decorated for Halloween was over this vacation.
And do we have a shot of the, I'm sure you went crazy. You got a whole neighborhood to keep up with.
Well, that's a serious neighborhood. So the neighborhood sort of had this plan that we would try to be festive since the kids can't really trick or treat. And there's going to be some things we do on our street as a collective that will hopefully
satisfy.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I know that the kids really just want to run wild with pillowcases and get as much candy as they can, but that's not happening. So we've got alternate plans, and the decorations have been fun, and everyone's into it. And I dropped way too much money at Home Depot because that's, I guess, where you go.
Yeah, they got all the good stuff.
So I bought a ton of stuff, and we decorated. And, yeah, the house looks pretty good. It's
more
it's,
saving, more doing.
Yeah, well, we did it all right. So
that's right.
But no one can beat my neighbor across the street. They have
$1 strings of orange lights.
He has, have a giant spider, like a giant spider. I don't know how to describe how big it is. It's giant, gigantic.
Is it bigger than a surfboard?
Yes. It's huge.
Oh.
And wrapped in its web is what appears to be a human being. Like that's, and somehow it's electronic and it wiggles every few minutes.
The spider does or the human who's trapped in
the
web?
No, the person that's trapped in there is trying
how
to
exciting.
Get out.
How exciting. How very Lord of the Rings. I really like that.
It is disgusting and perfect.
How do they hang it? Is it just right on the front of the house or is
it? Yeah, off the second story though.
Boy. Well.
He really, I'm telling you, they go all out. So
that's quite, where'd
they
get that?
Giant spider. And a human-sized, you know, there's a
cocoon
person,
thing,
and I should say adult-sized person.
Oh, thank God he didn't catch any of the kids.
Wrapped in this web, and you can see it wiggling. Like, I mean, it's wrapped in entirety, but it
somebody
is.
Maybe you should consider cutting that person down.
No, come on. Mm. So anyway, Halloween decoration. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, we have an inside fridge, everyone. Have an inside fridge.
You guys got a new fridge.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
So we've gone two months.
The saga of the fridge.
Without a fridge.
Yeah. Hmm. You've had a tough couple months, buddy.
Yeah,
and I'm not kidding. Like
I'm not kidding either. You're right.
Like
absolutely.
The fridge might be the least of your worries over the last few months, but still, it's a thing. Like can all the things be in place and be working?
The first thing when we got the garage fridge, which was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, that was like, okay, we've got a fridge. I mean, you got to have a fridge. That's just ridiculous.
Well, it was difficult because you guys had the neighbor's fridge. They were generous enough to give you a little space in there, but
we
had to go across
Right.
In COVID time, it's
right. know. And then then after a while, though, you start walking to the garage and you start resenting it. Like, oh, geez.
What I can't a pain even in the ass. Open the
God. So anyway, now we have an inside fridge. We are back to normal.
Normal. And well, I mean, you know, whatever normal is these days.
What else is on my list? So inside fridge. Oh, I watched over the weekend. I watched over the holiday. I watched a few things, but I watched Mulan. Have you guys seen it yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you paid the $30.
Yeah, whatever it cost, I paid it.
And?
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. Did you like it, really? Bryn?
I liked it, yeah.
Oh, so you rented it for $30 too.
I was at my brother's place, yeah. He got it for his kids that are old enough to watch.
I see. Because it's definitely not for little kids,
not
correct?
For kids, yeah.
It's not for little kids, but it's not that bad. I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let my daughter watch it, but it's not like they could have had a lot more fighting. They didn't. It could have been more like a kung fu movie. It would have been. I would have liked it. Like, there's some things right out of kung fu movies where they're running up the walls over the.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that was like, oh man, that's right out of old time kung fu movies. That's awesome, but. The story was good. The sets are incredible. The I really thought it was beautiful.
Is it pretty true to the cartoon?
It's a little bit exaggerated, I think, with the cultural, you know, bringing pride to your family type thing. But
So yeah, they lean on that heavier in the live
action.
They
don't break into song like the cartoon does at all. I mean, they have the music.
Because it's like a reality.
Right.
And aren't there like little animal characters and friends of hers?
There's a dragon that's not in it.
All right. That's a bummer. Exactly. Yeah. I like dragons.
But there is a little mysticism.
Okay.
Phoenix that seems to be.
Right.
I will watch that. I just don't think I'm going to rent it. There's enough stuff to watch. I'll wait till it's free.
Well, I just wanted to say that because I don't know if anyone out there is sort of avoiding it. I know that, you know, anything that has to do with China, the stresses is that it was filmed there and people are mad about that. I don't know. There's controversy around it. I think it's a nice film. It looks great. It's pretty. The actress is excellent. The sets are great. The costumes are great. I don't know if they'll do any Oscars this year, but. Because there's been no films, I don't see how you can.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no films.
I know.
How are they going to have an Academy Awards with no films?
It's funny because I actually have a list of films that are coming out in theaters and a list of films, like including the new Pixar, that one Soul. I think Jamie Foxx is the star. That's going to be released Christmas Day for, you know, on Disney+. But not with the premium. You won't have to pay extra for it.
Oh.
It's a direct to video streaming Pixar movie, which is kind of incredible.
Hmm.
I know. But you're right. I mean, Tenet is the only movie that's gotten any buzz at all, it seems like. There's some Russell Crowe movie too. I feel like there's a couple movies, but who's going? Who's going to the movies?
Well, that's okay. So here's another couple things I did.
Okie dokie.
Just so you know, before we went on vacation, we were talking about who's doing this, who's doing that. We're hiding in our house, and people were writing in on text saying, "You guys are nuts. The freeways are packed.
Yeah.
People are working.
Yeah.
You have no idea." So one of the things I did was I drove to San Francisco in the morning to see what was going on. And yes, there is in fact traffic. Oh. Yes, the roads are in fact filled with cars. So we are, not only do we have, hi there, driver, I'm waving. I know they can't see me, but there are people out driving for sure. Mm-hmm. We are in our bubble and they are out there working and doing their thing.
Oh.
So that is an absolute.
Wow.
I also went to the mall.
Oh my God.
To see what was doing.
What the F is going on here?
I needed to see. What's going on out there? I feel like I've been, you know, disconnected from it.
Yeah.
And the mall was crowded too. Not crowded like, you know,
olden days.
Like, well, no, I mean, it was like a normal day. I would say it wasn't crowded like there's a sale or it was Black Friday.
Christmas, right.
But it was, there were tons of people there walking around.
Masks.
There were people, most people had masks on. I absolutely saw a security guard ask two women, please put your masks on. Oh. And they, you know, frustratingly reached in their bags and put their masks on as if, you know, they didn't know that was going to happen or something. I also saw if you have a drink in your hand.
Yeah.
Like you just bought a beverage.
Yeah.
They were letting those people walk around with no masks.
Like, well, it's very important that they ingest their beverage.
They got to have their drink. So they're walking. There's, I saw another group of people walking with drinks and they're just masks are off. And I just thought, oh my God. The other thing that was really interesting to me, which I don't know how to make this not sound weird, but
just
I'm not trying to. So I'm at the mall and I usually at this mall in Valley Fair in the South Bay, we're known. I'm known. People know me and that's cool. I love it. It's actually very, affirming of the job we do. It's nice.
Right. Exactly.
So, but there I am walking around. I've got a hat on, a mask on and my glasses on. And I'm like, I am completely anonymous right now. And I walk into Macy's and some lady on a ladder, I can't remember her name now. Hi, if you're listening. She goes, Vinny? And I stop and I look up and I go, hey. And she goes, oh my God, it's you. And I was like, how in the hell?
Was she on a ladder waiting to see if you would come in? Like, I don't understand how she, was she just up there to see you?
No, they were doing no, she was on a ladder doing decorations.
She wasn't on lookout?
No.
In case you walked in to alert the staff?
But that was the weird thing was when I heard my name, I knew it came from above me.
Oh.
And it didn't make any sense, but I looked up and she went, oh, it is you. Hey. Anyway, I just thought, wow, that's weird.
Did she get down off the ladder?
No.
Oh.
She did not.
So there was no, like, face-to-face interaction. It was more like, you know, the Lord Jesus and the disciples.
Well, I said hi and you know, thanks for listening. And then I look, it's COVID times.
Yeah,
and I wasn't. Look, I had my mask on. I'm not playing games. I was there for research.
Were you alone?
No, I took the missus and she got a couple shirts over at
Nordy's
or something while I looked around to
get the pants a lay of department the land. Just collecting dust? All the Zoom meetings are in the shirt department?
I think you're correct. In fact, that's what the missus bought. She bought 6 shirts.
Just, you know, got to mix it up. People are getting sick of that blue shirt, you know?
Uh-huh. You're exactly right. She got a bunch of shirts.
So, well, I mean, look, if I could wear yoga pants the rest of my life, things would be just fine.
I think you can. I mean, you can wear those to work once we go back or if we ever go back.
I don't really wear them out in public. I throw on, oh man, my jeans are getting so tight. It's ridiculous.
They are?
Oh, Vinny. It's not good. Yeah. I had a dump truck back there.
That's funny. You know, I've actually been feeling pretty good about where I'm at, but the missus is also feeling pretty disappointed. And she's running and still feels like she's never had a butt like this and never had legs like that.
Well, she never had kids either, so that's right. That's what happens. Middle-aged women, we get like, wow, look
it's
at
not
us.
Not fun. Well, it's a hard fight back, that's for sure.
It is, and it's a fight that's not worth fighting. So I've just decided I'll just bitch about it, not do anything about it.
You
so
had your
I'm
corner
the
throw in the towel. Come on.
I threw in the towel. I cut my hair off. I'm like, you know what I do? So I don't care. So all it's, right. You know. Anything else on your list?
So there's that. That people are driving. And people are absolutely hitting the malls. And if that's only just to get out, then... You know, maybe that's the case, but the mall was pretty packed. And then the last thing that I can think of at the moment was Eddie Van Halen passing. And as we met, we sort of started with regret that we didn't play a song for him. But
yeah,
we had to know that was coming. I mean,
yes.
He wasn't even speaking out on his own behalf when there was controversy surrounding, you know, David Lee Roth saying, I'm Van Halen now. You'd expect Eddie to come out and say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Except he was like, I got to go to Germany for these special treatments I'm trying. You know, he's been fighting the cancer for 20 years.
Yeah.
And did it happen on the Friday that we left or was it the next day? Because the thing that was crazy was I'm like, of course Eddie Van Halen dies when we're not on the air. Like there's always some significant death when we're on vacation. Always.
It was a Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Oh, it was Oh, really? It was Tuesday?
Yeah, I was going to say, wow. I don't remember it being that close to our exit, but okay, yeah, Tuesday. Certainly the days are blending.
That's for sure.
So I couldn't tell you.
I will say this, though. This, as far as, like, normally I like to party and, you know, have fun on my vacations. I didn't do any of that. I think I finally forced myself to have drinks on this past Saturday night, and it was the first time I had more than two drinks the whole vacation.
What?
Yeah, I know. Very disappointed in myself, you know? Normally,
what's
I'm like,
what's going on?
It's just, you know, nobody wants to tie one on with me, I guess. So it's hard when you just, you know.
You and John just don't say, finally, screw it, let's have some drinks?
Well, we would, like, around 5 o'clock every night, we'd be like, hey, let's sit on the back porch and have a beer. Hey, let's, you know, hey, you want a drink? We're just watching TV. And then I just couldn't commit. So then on Saturday, we went over to hot-ass Danielle's back from her world tour, and she just got a COVID test back. So I was like, all right, we'll go over. So we drive up to their house, freaking top of the hill. And John had to drive home, so he didn't get to drink. So I'm like, gut. But so I actually did manage on the second Saturday of our vacation to actually catch a buzz. Like, wow. Yes, thank you. In fact, Bryn was giving me crap. Like, three or four nights this week, we would, like, hang out after dinner on Zoom or whatever. And Bryn was having no problem throwing back some drinks. And I just feel like, I don't know, man. I
was not having any problem, no.
No, zero problems with that. I was like, wow, that happened fast.
Let me ask you a question.
What is it?
This is a sidetrack that we probably don't need, but I am curious. I, you know, one of the things that couples do, and I haven't done it in many, many years, but I certainly, maybe I romanticize it. It's probably overrated, but the old have some drinks with your partner and bleep thing is pretty standard in most relationships. You know,
yeah, I think. I never do that.
Really?
Once I've had some drinks, I'm all sloppy and stuff. Yeah, once in a great while, like, that might happen. But that's it's because he wants to.
Like, is that mostly early days, do you think?
I guess so. I don't know. Like, we have our time planned out, and I'm really not going to do any extra, so, you know. He can ply me with all the drinks he wants. What's going to happen is I'm going to pass out. So,
oh boy.
He wants that to happen.
All right. What about you, Bryn? Do you and the missus
That was definitely
going...
early days. Now it's one or the other. I mean, she's tired when she drinks, and I am too. You know, and the timing of the baby, that's a whole nother issue, right?
Yeah, that baby, man. Woo.
Gets in the
Having
way
a baby
so
right
things.
Now would be terrible. The two dudes on the show with their babies.
My sister-in-law had her baby. Yeah, congratulations. Oh. I don't know how much I can say. They're very private people, but congratulations. They had a baby boy. I guess
how
she
exciting.
Was. So she's been pregnant through this, obviously,
yeah.
Duh.
Right.
Through this COVID time. And this is the story I heard. I'm hearing it second person because we haven't been able to go see them and actually hear the story. Apparently, there was a whole thing in place where Christina, my partner, was going to go over and watch their kids while they ran to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. The kid started coming, and it was like she almost had the kid in the car.
Oh, my God.
So they had to, all plans went out. So they dropped her off, and her husband had the kids and had to take them to a family member.
Oh,
and the
God.
Kid was born and here before the husband got back from dropping the kids off. Like,
oh, my God. How many other kids did they have?
Two. So they just had their third.
Oh. Isn't their oldest the same age as Isla?
About.
Oh, right
yes,
around there?
Very
okay.
close. They're very close in age.
Is this the first boy?
It is the first boy in
How
our
exciting.
Family.
How exciting.
Yeah.
The youngest cousin is a boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, so fun. Anyway, congratulations to them. But it's a trip that... I just the whole COVID thing makes it really weird. You
yeah,
know?
Everything has special circumstances and situations.
Right.
Right up until you're at the mall and you're having your drink, and then it seems
we're really
like,
late. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You want to just go? I'm ready.
Yeah, let's hit the legal though, Sarah.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.